Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Burn me one too many times, like a devil in disguise, hiding your true colors. Just leave me alone, keep leading me on. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Hoping now I ain't scared of telling you when.
It's time now for Blue Earth Area Basketball here on KBW. Today's game is being brought to you by Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton, by Hy-Vee of Fairmont, by Stateline Cooperative, the United Hospital District, M&M Insurance of Mapleton, Wells, and Blue Earth, by New Way K&H Cooperative, Craig Heine, your Pioneer Dealer of Delavan, the Mid-Iowa Agency of Blue Earth, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, by Bevcom, Seneca Foods of Blue Earth, Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing of Blue Earth, Jay's Shop of Blue Earth, Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center, the law firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson, Wagner Seeds of Wells, and by Darling Ingredients of Blue Earth. And good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Blue Earth Area Holiday Tournament as we bring you two more games to wrap it up for this year tonight. As Blue Earth Area in action, we'll have the girls game coming up here shortly as the Bucks take on a really good St. James team. And this will definitely be a tough challenge for the Bucks here. St. James 6-3 on the year, their losses all to good teams. And Blue Earth Area still looking for that the elusive first win. They've come close a couple times, including last night in the first game of the tournament, losing to Alden Conger Glenville Emmons 55-51. So they had a lead in that game a number of times and definitely had their chances there, but came up a little bit short against the Knights last night. So still looking for their first win at 0-7 on the season. And meanwhile, St. James at 6-3, they beat Sibley East yesterday 79-40 in their first game. We'll come back, take a look at the lineups in today's game between the Bucks and the Saints coming up after this 2-minute timeout.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation, family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit SenecaFoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
Protect yourself, your family, and your community against the flu this season. And get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Plus, earn a 20-cent fuel saver when you get your flu shot. Visit your local Hy-Vee pharmacy and protect yourself today. Some restrictions apply. Get insulin for as low as $35 at Hy-Vee Pharmacy. That's right. Manage your diabetes for less. With insulin for as low as $35 per month. Visit Hy-Vee.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. See pharmacy for eligibility details.
Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing in downtown Blue Earth offers embroidery, screen printing, and promotional products for individuals, businesses, organizations, and school athletics. We can personalize most anything, and all products can be ordered directly. Let us help you brand your business, team, or organization. Call us at 526-2001. Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing, your apparel decorator for over 30 years.
Back here at Blue Earth Area, look at the starting lineups in this one. First for St. James, Journey Swanson, a 5'8 junior. Laney Bowers, 5'5 junior. Reese Malmgren, 5'9 freshman. J.C. Swanson, a 5'6 junior. And Madeline Malmgren, a 6-foot senior. The starters for the Saints and head coach Tyler Kaus. And again, the Saints at 6-3 on the season. For Blue Earth Area, their starters, Grace Shavey, 5'5 junior. Carol Schrader, 5'6 junior. Lola Lundquist, the 5'4 junior. Along with Jessica Moore, the 5'10 junior. And Myla Eastman, 5'8 freshman. The starters for the Bucks and head coach Chris Voss and Blue Earth Area at 0-7. Coming into today's game. About ready to start this one. We're back in just a moment.
Stateline Cooperative would like to thank our customers, including area farmers, patrons, and suppliers, for your business this year. It has been our pleasure to assist you with planning your grain, agronomy, feed, and seed needs. We look forward to working with you to make 2025 successful and profitable. May the new year bring you peace, happiness, and prosperity. Have a safe holiday and happy new year from all of us at Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
Opening tap and a decided advantage for the Saints with Madeline Malmgren, the 6-footer, and they control the tap ahead to Laney Bowers in a 3-pointer good right away to start the game. Bucks now quickly back the other way. Nice feed by Lundquist to Jessica Moore for a bucket underneath. And we are off and running with some quick points here. In this one, St. James with the ball now. They dump it down underneath, and Malmgren bumped from behind on a shot, and she's going to get a couple of free throws as she is fouled on the play by Moore. So the first foul of the game. And Madeline Malmgren will go to the line to shoot two for the Saints. First one on the way is good. So a 3-pointer by Laney Bowers to start it for the Saints. Bucks, though, came back right away with a nice play down inside for Moore for two. Malmgren's second free throw good. So she gets them both, and St. James off to a 5-2 lead. Just underway, Buck ball into the front court. Out on top, Lundquist has it. And the Saints in a man defense here. Drive up the left side of the lane and off to Shavey now. Shavey right side, and that pass hits Myla Eastman, but she gets control of it. didn't catch it in her hands. It kind of bounced off her head. There's a shot left side. No good by Shavey. Rebound to the Saints. Here they come on the transition. Around to the top. Here's a three-point try. It's off. No good. That one taken by J.C. Swanson. It went out of bounds underneath off of Blue Earth area. Apparently that first shot by Bowers was just a two-pointer. They have 4-2 up on the board. Sure looked like she was beyond the arc to me, but we'll mark it down as a two-pointer by Bowers. Here's a shot down underneath for the Saints. Off, no good again. Got a good look in front and the rebound off for Blue Earth area. Lundquist will bring it up. Into the front court, dribbles around to the left side. Still on the dribble. Now pulls up left elbow for a shot. No good. Rebound off for St. James. And the Saints Bowers into the front court. Right side three-pointer is good by Journey Swanson. And that's her first bucket. It is. Well, they did finally put the extra point up there for Bowers' three, apparently. So there's a shot at the other end for the Bucks. No good. And the rebound to St. James. So a couple of threes. That was indeed a three by Bowers, and Swanson had a three as well. Elbow right side. Malmgren drives and stumbles her way into the lane, and then the ball knocked away from her, but it goes off of Blue Earth area and will belong to the Saints under their own basket. 8-2, Saints lead, 15:44 to go here in the first half. First of two games here tonight on 98 Country. The boys, Blue Earth area boys, inbounded underneath, and an easy layup there for Reese Malmgren. On the inbounds play, she got inside her defender and had an easy layup there. First of two games, the Blue Earth area boys and Sibley East coming up in our second game. And Lundquist now for the Bucks, trying to bounce pass it to the low block. It's knocked away, but Blue Earth area regains it. Lundquist dribbles up the left side, shoots, and it rolls off. No good. Rebound to St. James. Ahead to the left side. Down to the baseline. Journey Swanson across to Reese Malmgren, and a shot. No good. Tipped out of bounds by the Bucks, though, and so St. James will inbound from underneath. Lobbed in to Madeline Malmgren. Off now for Swanson for a three, and it's good. That's J.C. Swanson that time with the three. So Journey and J.C. both each with 3 points, and St. James jumping to a big lead early here, 13-2 the score, and a steal, but out of bounds before Bowers could get control of it, so it'll stay Blue Earth area ball. We have a timeout. 14:41 to go here in the first half. St. James leading the Bucks 13-2. We're back in 1 minute.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Like it or not, winter is now here. Keep your family warm with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. Weaver's has a full selection of snow boots in stock to keep your feet warm while out in the cold. You'll also find warm socks, stocking caps, gloves, and so much more. A great idea for the man or kid that works outside is Carhartt Clothing. Stay warm this winter with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
Back here at Blue Earth Area, 14:41 to go first half. St. James off to a good start here with a 13-2 lead over the Bucks. And Blue Earth Area inbounds after the timeout on the near side into Lundquist. Lundquist with it on top. Right side now, Eastman drives, shoots from the right, just beyond the lane on the right side, and the shot comes off no good. Rebound to the Saints, and there's a travel call on J.C. Swanson, starting her drive to the basket from the corner. Travel call goes back to Blue Earth area. And Lundquist will bring it up. Across the line. And a shot right side. Three-pointer off, no good by Lundquist. Rebound Saints. Here they come quickly into the front court. J.C. Swanson inside. Madeline Malmgren shot up good underneath. And that's going to be a tough matchup for the Bucks. The six-footer Malmgren with the bucket. Bucks quickly up into the front court. Ball loose, but run down by Eastman on the baseline. Dribbles out of it, gets it to Moore, and her shot's blocked, but a whistle and a foul on the Saints underneath. And I believe that will be on Reese Malmgren. It will. That is her first. So each team with one team foul. And at the line is Jessica Moore for the Bucks, and she makes the first free throw. Second free throw is coming here, and that one's short, no good. Rebound saved, but into the box. Shot up by Moore, won't go, and the rebound off for St. James. Reese Malmgren up, right side. J.C. Swanson with the three-pointer. It's off, no good. Rebound Bucks. And quickly into the front court, ball loose. And in the game now, Emerson Weir runs it down, but now it goes over and back, and the Bucks will turn it over to St. James. A little chaotic on the transition there for the Bucks. Just didn't have control of things there, and it ended up being an over and back. So Emerson Weir, the 5'5", seventh grader, in there for Blue Earth area now. Here's a three from the right corner. No good by Kiana Haler, who's in the game for the Saints now. But the Saints get their own rebound back underneath, and the bucket good by Madeline Malmgren again. 6 points for her, and it's 17-3 now. And Blue Earth area with the ball. On top, Lundquist has it. Dribbles to the left elbow. Dishes off to the wing now for Shavey. Down underneath. Moore turns to shoot. That's blocked. Rebound St. James. Break the other way. Shot up no good by Reese Malmgren. Followed by Madeline. And that's missed as well. But the rebound goes off of St. James underneath. And it will belong to Blue Earth area. 12:35 to go here in the first half. 17-3. Saints have the lead. Weir has it for Blue Earth area. Emerson Weir off to Lundquist. Now Eastman will try a long three from the top. That's off. Missed the rim, and it went out of bounds and will belong to St. James. So, let's see what other substitutions we have. Isabel Elfs is checked in now for St. James. She is a 5'5 freshman. And Layla Ramsdahl in as well. She drives up the right side, and that one hangs on the rim but won't go. And the rebound to Blue Earth area. So, Layla Ramsdahl, another freshman, 5'9". Saints have some good young talent as well. Here's a three by Lundquist from the right wing that's off, no good. And it went out of bounds, will belong to St. James. 11:50 to go here in the first half. 17-3, St. James with the lead. And into the front court comes Ramsdahl off to the left side for Haler. Back on top. Journey Swanson to Ramsdahl. She drives in, runs into Moore. No call. The shot is no good. And rebound went off of the Bucks underneath, so Saints will get another crack at it. It's a pretty good collision underneath and no call there, but the Saints get it back and will inbound from underneath. Ramsdahl will put it in. to the right corner for Haler. Haler back out on top. And Journey Swanson will have it there. Left side now for Alps. Back on top. Shot up, no good by Journey Swanson. That was a three-pointer short. Tied up on the rebound. Jump ball goes to Blue Earth area. And so the Bucks will put it in with a little bit of man pressure in the backcourt. Into Weir. Gets it over to Layla Roms, or over to, excuse me, Grace Shavey. Now ahead to Weir, and a 10-second call. They didn't get it across the line fast enough. Second turnover on Blue Earth area. And the Saints inbound, 11 minutes left in the first half. And a pass left side. Journey Swanson out to the left wing. Three-point try put up there, no good by Alps. And the rebound comes off for Blue Earth area. Bucks have it. They'll bring it across the line. Ahead to Eastman. She drives into the lane, dishes to the left wing for a three, but it's off. No good by Shavey. Rebound rolling around off of St. James underneath. And the Bucks will have it under their own basket. Inbounded by Blue Earth area. Shot right wing by Lundquist is off, no good. Rebound off for St. James. Here they come again, quickly into the front court. Ramsdahl down underneath and through the hands of Ava Spitzner, who checked in a moment ago. She's a 5'10 junior, another good size, but that one gets away from her. And now the Bucks turn it over, trying to pass it down into the low block area there. Third turnover. Back we go. Saints long three right side. No good by Journey Swanson. It goes out of bounds and will belong to Blue Earth area. And a bunch of substitutions for the Saints here. Some of the starters coming back in. And Carol Schrader's back in for the Bucks. Eastman will take her first rest of the game. Blue Earth area inbound. Weir in the backcourt. Gets it ahead to Lundquist. Lundquist goes all the way in. Flips one up off the glass. No good. Rebound grabbed by St. James. Ahead to the left side for Alfs. Back out on top. Journey Swanson. Out to the wing. Here's a three-point try, and it is good by Isabel Alps. Her first points of the game off the bench, and it's 20-3 St. James. That's the first points for either team for a while here. 9:20 to go first half. Lundquist on top. Goes right side now. Schrader reversed around. Lundquist open for a three left side, and she hits it. And Lola gets her first points of the afternoon or evening here. 20-6 now. Saints ball back the other way. Out on the elbow right side for Spitzner. And now a travel call on J.C. Swanson. Third turnover on the Saints. So Blue Earth area will get it back. Inbounded to Lundquist in the backcourt. And she'll bring it up. Lundquist off a pick, dribbles right side, and now an offensive foul is going to be called on Blue Earth area on that pick, I believe. That's on Carol Schrader, her first and the second on Blue Earth area. So the Saints get it back. Also the fourth turnover on the Bucks. They get a pass down low. Journey Swanson got behind her defender and gets a layup. 5 points for Swanson. 22-6 now. St. James leads it. And the Bucks have it. Lundquist gets it over the line through the backcourt pressure. Pass down low, though, is, well, almost stolen, but the Saints were on the baseline, so it'll stay Blue Earth area ball. And the Bucks will put it in from underneath. Trader looking to, or Shavey rather, looking to get it in. Right side to Lundqvist. Lundqvist gets it off now to Weir. Emerson Weir picking up the dribble. Now she gets it off. Elena Schiltz in the game now, and the ball gets away in the corner, stolen by the Saints, but a travel call on the pass ahead. Too many steps to the bucket there by, who was that? I think it was Journey Swanson, so it'll go right back to the Bucks. So the Bucks now have Elena Schiltz in the game, 5'9 freshman. And the Bucks inbound back court, and we got a whistle and a foul on the Saints back there. It's on number 11, J.C. Swanson, her first, and the second Saint foul. Inbounded by Blue Earth Area now. Grace Shavey in the back court. Gets it off to Lundqvist. She'll dribble it across the line. Ahead to Schiltz. Schiltz goes right corner. Back out. Lundqvist will take the three. Oh, in and out. That one was going down, but it squirted back out. And the rebound to the Saints. Isabel Alfs. Nice pass in the lane. Beautiful feed there to Madeline Malmgren for the bucket, and Malmgren with 8 points now here in the first half. Bucks having trouble trying to get it across the line. Now they finally get it to Lundqvist. She does dribble it across in time. And still on the dribble, trying to bounce pass underneath. It's kicked all the way to the other end. And so it'll stay Blue Earth Area ball. They'll inbound from the side. 7:08 to go here in the first half. 24-6. It's St. James leading Blue Earth Area. And it will be the Bucks actually inbounding from underneath. Weir puts it into Schiltz, and she's trying to get a hold of it, but traveled in the process. And that'll go back to St. James. And the Saints will bring it up with 7 minutes to go here in the first half. Into the front court, Layla Ramsdahl drops it for a three from the top of the key by Reese Malmgren. No good, but the Saints get the rebound. Back inside, Reese Malmgren again, partially blocked, no good. Follow by Madeline Malmgren, no good. And the ball squirts out to the near sideline, picked up by St. James again, and Bowers on a drive, shot off the glass, no good. And the shot clock expires, and it'll go over to Blue Earth Area. So the Bucks get a stop there. And the Bucks inbound in the backcourt to a little bit of full court pressure into Lundqvist, back to Weir. Weir will bring it across the line this time to Eastman. Over to the right side, a three-point try put up by Carol Schrader, no good. And rebounded by St. James. Here they come on the run into the front court, and a pass to the wing, too far ahead for Lainey Bowers, goes out of bounds, and the Bucks get it back again. Fifth turnover on St. James. Inbounded, and Lundqvist will bring it up for the Bucks. Lundqvist out on top, dribbles right side, over toward the wing, now back toward the top. Let's fly with a three, and that one rims out. No good. Her last couple of shots have been pretty much on the money, but they keep lipping out on her. And now a pass down low, shot up there by Reese Malmgren. No good. And on the rebound, a foul called on St. James. And I believe they got Reese Malmgren again. They did. That'll be her second. And the third on St. James. So Bucks inbound back court again. 24-6. St. James leads. Ball inbounded and stolen away by J.C. Swanson. Over to the left side for a shot there by Journey Swanson. No good. And Madeline Malmgren battles for the rebound and puts it back in. And she's got 10 now here in the first half for the Saints. Bucks get it across the line against the pressure. Weir in the front court. Off to Lundquist. Shot from the top of the key. Good by Lundquist. 6 points for Lola. 26-9. Saints back the other way. Driving all the way up the left side. And a Ramsdahl traveled. And it will go back over to Blue Earth area. Six turnovers on the Saints now. And Grace Shavey will put it into the backcourt. Inbounded to Schrader. Whoops, and her pass off the mark, but Shavey able to run it down in the corner. It's a Lundquist now. Shavey dribbles, goes out of bounds off of St. James. Knocked away by J.C. Swanson. And the Bucks inbound. Lundquist will bring it up. Lundquist on the point. Takes the three again. That's off this time. No good. Rebound. Tied up. Jump ball will go to St. James. And so the Saints will have it. 4:45 left here in the first half. 26-9. St. James leads it. Saints have the ball. They pass it down inside to Ava Spitzner, and a foul called in there on Moore. Jessica Moore's second. And the third team foul on Blue Earth area. Inbounded left corner for a three-point try. It's off, no good by Ramsdahl, and the Bucks get the rebound. Back the other way we go. Lundquist up with it. Goes left side. Eastman will try a three from the left wing. That's off, no good. Rebound, though, run down by the Bucks. Lundquist has it way out near half court. Now dribbles toward the middle. Now slices up the left side of the lane and gets the layup. Nice drive there by Lola Lundquist. 8 points for her, 26-11. Saints back the other way. Right side, Journey Swanson. She'll fire off the three. That's off, no good. And the rebound off for Blue Earth area. Eastman gets it ahead to Lundquist. Lundquist drives into the lane and a reach foul on St. James coming here. That's going to be on Kiana Haler, I believe. Yep, that's her first. And the fourth on the Saints. So Bucks inbound near side. Into Lundquist. Lundquist at the point. Dribbles over left side over to Eastman. Eastman back off to Lundquist. Trying to get it up in the lane to Shavey, but it's stolen away. And on the break at the other end, the layup is good. That's Journey Swanson with the bucket. Seven for her now. And Blue Earth area ball back the other way. And a shot there from Lundquist near the free throw line. Bounces off the back of the heel, no good. This one tied up on a jump ball on the rebound, and the alternate possession this time goes to Blue Earth area. And so they will inbound from underneath. Inbounded right underneath to Moore, but she's double-teamed and has the ball stolen away from her. Here come the Saints ahead to Journey Swanson to the corner right side. Three-point shot taken by Ramsdahl off, no good, but the follow is good by Isabel Elfs. And it's 30-11. Bucks back the other way, and a pass a little bit too far for Carol Schrader. Goes out of bounds. Bucks turn it over again, and now a little rash of turnovers for Blue Earth area here. 8 points for, or excuse me, 10 turnovers for Blue Earth area. Saints have it now. On the high post right side, pass by Spitzner down low, and a foul called in there on Grace Shavey, her first. and the fourth on Blue Earth Area. The pass was down to Reese Malmgren, who was fouled on the play. And so Malmgren at the line to shoot two. First one is good. Make sure that's Malmgren there. It was either 4 or 14 I saw in there. First free throw is good, and it is Malmgren. So 3 points for her. And the second free throw from Reese Malmgren, in and out, no good. Rebound off for Blue Earth Area. 31-11, St. James with the lead. 2.5 minutes left to go in the first half. Lundquist, another in and out three from the top. And the rebound to the Saints. Journey Swanson into the front court. Right side, now back to the top. 3-point shot taken there. No good by Alfs, and the follow is good. Underneath there by Reese Malmgren. 5 points for her, 33-11. Bucks back the other way. Weir in the game again. Goes across the line with it off to Eastman, left side. To Lundquist, and a foul called on J.C. Swanson. That'll be her second and the fifth on the Saints. And so Blue Earth Area will inbound far sideline. 1:57 left to go in the first half. Right side, Lundquist into Schiltz. Shot up, no good. And Schiltz gets her own rebound, tries to get it back to Journey Swanson, but turns it over. And here come the Saints back the other way. Shot underneath by Journey Swanson, no good, but Reese Malmgren there again for another follow. 35-11, now the Bucks back the other way. Eastman drives in, shot up, no good. And the rebound, Saints. 3-on-3, back the other way, and a shot up, no good by Reese Malmgren, but she's fouled again. And we'll go to the line to shoot a couple more free throws. Foul was on Lola Lundquist, her first, and the fifth on the Bucks. First one on the way, no good. And Malmgren will get another one. Spitzner comes out, and Madeline Malmgren back in. And the second free throw good by Reese Malmgren. 36-11. Saints up. 1:18 to go here in the first half. Inbounded in the backcourt to Weir. Weir brings it up on the near side, trying to pass it down to Schiltz, and it goes off her hands out of bounds. 12th turnover on Blue Earth Area. And it will be Saints ball again as they bring it into the front court. Bromsdahl penetrates in, now dishes to the left corner. 3-point try there by Alfs is no good. Rebound rolling into the back court, and it's an over and back on the Saints after they got the offensive board. That'll belong to Blue Earth Area. They'll inbound on the far side with 56 seconds to go. So Blue Earth Area inbounding, and that one tipped out of bounds. So we'll do it again. Inbounded to Weir. Weir on the left side. Dishes off to Shavey. Now Weir has it. Drives, shoots from the left side and got it. Emerson Weir, the seventh grader, with her first two. Saints back the other way, and a three-pointer good by Journey Swanson. Bucks didn't get back very well on that one. 39-13. 28 seconds left to go in the half. And Lundquist up with it. Goes to the left side. Off for Carol Schrader to the corner to Weir, and tipped out of bounds by the Saints. So St. James knocking it out there. Bucks will keep possession. They'll inbound from the corner. Weir puts it into Lundqvist. Lundqvist, left side for Weir. Weir on the wing, on top for Schrader. Schrader back to Shavey. Now Lundqvist, seven. And that was what's left in the clock, and Lundqvist hits a shot from the left side just before the buzzer, and it's good. And so the halftime score, 39-15, St. James has the lead here at halftime. Hodges' halftime report will be coming up here at the half after we take this two-minute timeout.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy. We provide caring and attentive prenatal care at our Fairmont and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388 or visit UHD.org. UHD. Committed to care. Committed to you.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Located in the old L&M Chevrolet shop is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop, Jay's Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for automotive needs. Whether you need an oil change, brake, starter, alternator, or whatever the case may be, head to Jay's Shop. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. So for all your automotive needs, head to Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Ask Mid Iowa Agency in Blue Earth if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Back here at Blue Earth Area, it's halftime, and St. James leading Blue Earth Area here in this girls' game, 39-15. Let's take a look at our Hodges halftime report, brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. Call Lee for all your insurance needs. And the Bucks have been playing catch-up pretty much since the get-go here tonight, but St. James has a nice group here, and they go fairly deep, too. They'll bring four players off the bench, and they keep coming at you. And they had a nice first half here. We'll come back, take a look at first half numbers after this from Hodges Insurance.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right play. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
Well, numbers from the first half. Blue Earth Area led by Lola Lundqvist with 10 points. Jessica Moore had 3. And Emerson Weir with 2 for their total of 15. The Bucks shot 6 of 28 from the floor for 21%, 1 of 2 from the free throw line, and they committed 12 turnovers in the first half. St. James led by Journey Swanson with 10, and Madeline Malmgren also with 10. 8 for Reese Malmgren, 3 for Lainey Bowers, 3 for J.C. Swanson, and off the bench, Isabel Elfs with 5. For their total of 39, they were 15 of 39 from the floor for 38% and 1 of 3 from the free throw line. They had 7 turnovers in the first half to, again, Blue Earth Area's 12. So halftime, 39-15, St. James with the lead. That is your Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. Call Lee at 893-3195 for all your insurance needs. And we're back with more at the half in a moment. Has an accident or injury resulted in wage loss or medical bills? The attorneys at Front Lundquist and Gustafson are ready to help. Their main goal in personal injury cases is to ensure that you receive the compensation for your injuries that you deserve, that your future interests are protected, and that your medical bills are paid. For a free initial consultation to review your case, contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells. Darling Ingredients, located in Blue Earth, is a full-service rendering company providing removal of dead stock and used cooking oil. Darling Ingredients uses these byproducts to produce ruminant meat bone meal and animal fat. These products are sold directly from the Blue Earth plant. For more information regarding the purchase of these feed ingredients, please contact Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth at 507-526-3296.
Working outside has its ups and downs, especially when temperatures plummet. What fuels me when my face is frozen? Football, flannels, family. What fuels my equipment? Cenex Wintermaster Premium Diesel. Its enhanced additive package maximizes performance in weather as harsh as 30 below, in the field, on the road, and in the extreme cold. Cenex Wintermaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Avoid gelling and blockages this winter with Cenex Wintermaster, available at Newway K&H Cooperative. Learn more at newway-knh.com.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Back here at Blue Earth Area, coming up later, we'll have the Blue Earth Area boys game. They are taking on Sibley East here this evening in their game after winning last night over USC. Earlier today, in the boys action, Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Martin Luther, Truman beat USC 63-45. And so that was the other boys game featuring one of our area teams there, the Jaguars, after losing a tough one to Sibley East in double overtime yesterday, came back to defeat USC pretty handily, 63-45. So after this one, the Bucks and the Wolverines in boys action. But we still have a half to go in this one. 39-15, St. James leading Blue Earth Area in girls action. Back with more in a moment.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
You'd never settle for underperformance. You'd never settle for less than maximum yield. And neither would your local DeKalb brand dealer, Wagner Seed. If outstanding performance is your top priority, then contact Colin at Wagner Seed today to learn how our broad portfolio of products is bred to maximize profit potential on fields like yours. Wagner Seed, five generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation, family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit SenecaFoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
Protect yourself, your family, and your community against the flu this season. And get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Plus, earn a 20-cent fuel saver when you get your flu shot. Visit your local Hy-Vee pharmacy and protect yourself today. Some restrictions apply. Get insulin for as low as $35 at Hy-Vee Pharmacy. That's right. Manage your diabetes for less. With insulin for as low as $35 per month. Visit Hy-Vee.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. See pharmacy for eligibility details.
Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing in downtown Blue Earth offers embroidery, screen printing, and promotional products for individuals, businesses, organizations, and school athletics. We can personalize most anything, and all products can be ordered directly. Let us help you brand your business, team, or organization. Call us at 526-2001. Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing, your apparel decorator for over 30 years.
St. James inbounding to start the second half, and here we go, and they lose the handle on it in the lane, and the Bucks get a steal right off the start here in the half. So here comes Blue Earth Area back the other way. Carol Schrader has it left side, off to Shavey, now on top for Lundquist. Left side for Schrader, drives to the baseline, cut off there, back out for Eastman, shot up good, a three-pointer. And Myla Eastman with her first three of the game, first bucket of the game, first points of the game, 39-18 the score. St. James ball, left corner, three-pointer, good. Well, that answered very quickly there by Lainey Bowers. And she's got six now, a couple of threes for Bowers on the night. Blue Earth Area ball back the other way. Brown to the right side. Lundquist will take a three. That's short, no good. St. James on the rebound. Ahead they go, and now underneath. Oh, getting behind everybody, but missing the layup is Madeline Malmgren. And Blue Earth Area there for the rebound. Beautiful transition there, and Malmgren had everybody beat to the basket, but couldn't get it to go. And here come the Bucks back the other way. Right side now, Lundquist on the wing. Dumps it underneath to Moore. Turnaround shot, no good. Ball rolls to the corner. It's scooped up there by J.C. Swanson. Swanson ahead for the Saints. Takes it on the dribble herself into the front court. Right side now for a three-point shot. No good by Reese Malmgren. Saints get the rebound, though, and the putback good by J.C. Swanson. 5 points for her, 44-18, Saints lead. A couple minutes into the second half. Blue Earth Area ball, right side. Shavey on the dribble. Gets it off now to Eastman. Eastman to Lundquist, who lost the handle on it. And that'll go back to the Saints. Long pass ahead, layup good. And that bucket by Reese Malmgren, and the Bucks want a timeout. 15:50 to go in the game. 46-18 Saints. We're back in a moment.
Stateline Cooperative is committed to our producers and our local communities. We believe that by being economically and environmentally responsible, we can better serve the needs of farmers and add value to the community. Stateline credits our success to the partnerships created between producers, employees, and local communities. Each play a vital role in responsible land stewardship, and Stateline is committed to continuing this success of this partnership for future generations. This is Kim Fay for Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000 or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Like it or not, winter is now here. Keep your family warm with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. Weavers has a full selection of snow boots in stock to keep your feet warm while out in the cold. You'll also find warm socks, stocking caps, gloves, and so much more. A great idea for the man or kid that works outside is Carhartt Clothing. Stay warm this winter with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
Bucks inbound after the timeout. Bring it up and into the front court. Lundquist right side. Gets it to the corner and a three-point try by Schrader. No good. Long rebound. Saints on the break again. And they can't get anything underneath, but they'll send it back on top. And hitting the three again is Reese Malmgren. And she's heating up this half. 13 for her now, 49-18. And the Bucks into the front court. Lundquist has it. And she dribbles just shy of the free throw line. Shoots there, no good. Rebound off for St. James. Bucks have one bucket by Myla Eastman, a three so far in the game. And there's another three for the Saints. Journey Swanson hits one from the left wing. 13 for her, 52-18. And it's back on top. Lundquist with it for Blue Earth Area. Buck ball right side. Eastman, a runner, shot up off the rim, no good. Rebound off for the Saints. Here comes St. James into the front court, down underneath, shot by Journey Swanson. She was a little too far under the backboard and couldn't get off a decent shot. And it rolls out of bounds. It will belong to Blue Earth Area. 14-17 left to go in the game. 52-18, St. James with the lead. Lundquist will bring it into the front court. And now a timeout. And the Bucks taking another timeout here. 14:08 to go in the game. 52-18, Saints lead. Back in a minute.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont care team. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont clinic. With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she's excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at uhd.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Back here at Blue Earth Area, Bucks inbound, and a foul down underneath on Lainey Bowers, her first. That's the first foul this half, and it puts Jessica Moore at the free throw line, and she hits the first free throw. 4 points now for Moore on the night. Second free throw coming. And the second free throw, good again, got them both. 5 points for Jessica Moore, 52-20. Saints comfortably in front. They have it. Drive in the lane. Reese Malmgren lost the handle on it, and it goes off of the Saints underneath. And Blue Earth Area will get it. 13:49 left to go in the game. We could be dealing with running clock possibly here. We'll see when we get to the 9-minute mark. 35-point spread would introduce the running clock. There's a runner. Good by Lola Lundquist. Her first points of the half. She has 12 in the game. Saints ahead, right side for Swanson. Back around to the left wing. Reese Malmgren again, and stolen away on a pass in the lane. And here come the Bucks back the other way. Lundquist drives up the lane. Shot no good, but a foul called. And Lundquist going to get a couple of free throws for Blue Earth Area. Foul was called on J.C. Swanson, her third. and the second on St. James. Lundquist, first free throw, no good. And second free throw coming. Some substitutions for the Saints here. Layla Ramsdahl came in, and so did Kiana Haler. Lundquist, second free throw on the way. Short, no good. She missed them both. And the Saints on the rebound. St. James into the front court. Left side, dumped down underneath. Malmgren with it, shovels it back out. Now around to the right corner, quickly to Ramsdahl. Back on top. Bowers with it, down inside. And the big six-footer slides inside and gets a layup. That's Madeline Malmgren, 12 points for her now. And it's 54-22. Buck ball into the front court. Lundquist gets it over to Weir, who's in there now for Blue Earth area. And a travel call on the Bucks. One too many steps over there. I believe that was Shavy, so Saints get it back. And St. James will bring it into the front court. Right side, here's a three-point shot. In and out, no good by Journey Swanson. And on the rebound, a foul on St. James. It's on Kiana Haler, that's her second. And the third on St. James. So Blue Earth area gets it back again. And here's Lundquist to bring it into the front court. Dribbles left side, gets it off to Weir. Weir now right side, three-point try. No good by Grace Shavy, and the rebound to the Saints. Oop, dribbled right off the foot of Lainey Bowers, and the Bucks scoop it up. Ahead to Shavy, and it is a foul called on the Saints again, I believe. Yep. Bowers, her second. And the fourth now on St. James. So, Bucks inbound underneath. Eastman will put it in. Right side, Lundquist drives to the lane, shoots from in front. It's short, no good. Rebound, St. James. Malmgren with the rebound, gets it out to Journey Swanson. Back on top, Bowers. Round to the right side for Ramsdahl. Underneath shot, got it into Malmgren. Tried to scoop a layup in there and was fouled on the play. The basket did not, or ball did not go in. But she is going to get a couple of free throws here. On the foul on Eastman. First on her and the first on the Bucks this half. First free throw good by Malmgren. 13 points for Madeline Malmgren as the Saints make some more substitutions here. Ruby Alice in the game now for Blue Earth area. 5'8 junior. Second free throw good. Malmgren hits both of them. 14 for her on the night. 56-22, St. James with the lead. And the Bucks have it. Lundquist will bring it up. On the dribble right side, off for Eastman on the wing. Eastman hasn't dribbled yet, almost lost it, but now gets it off to Lundquist. Lundquist, right side, dribbles in for a shot. That's short, no good. Rebound grab by the Saints. Haler rips it out of there and gets it ahead to Ramsdahl. And a pass across the lane picked off by Eastman. Back to Lundquist. Lundquist dribbles into the lane, shoots from in front and got it. Lola Lundquist with 14 in the game now. 56-24. And the Saints with a three-point try. Left corner, that won't go. They get the rebound, though. Haler from the top for three. That's off, no good. Rebound, tied up now. Jump ball in the lane. And the arrow goes to Blue Earth area. Elena Moore checking into the game now for Blue Earth area for the first time. 5'11 junior. So Bucks have it. Lundquist will bring it up. Weir is in there. Lundquist, Eastman, Elena Moore, and Ruby Alice. Lundquist drives up the left side of the lane and gets another layup. 16 for Lundquist as she's penetrating now to the basket. 56-26. St. James with the lead. 10-20 left to go here in the game. Haler has it on top. Into the lane. Shot in front. Rolls off. No good. That was Ava Spitzner who checked in during that last break in the action. And the Bucks get the rebound. Lundquist brings it up. Stops at the free throw line and shoots. No good. Rebound off for St. James. St. Ball into the front court. Alfs has it down in the lane for Spitzner. Back out. Three-point try. Good from the right wing by Ramsdahl. And that's her first points of the evening. 59-26. Lundquist will bring it up. Cross the line on the dribble right side. Lundquist now drives right up the middle of the lane. Off to Weir. Three-pointer. No good from the left side. And the rebound off for St. James. St. Ball, Ramsdahl, over to Haler. Haler in the lane. Spitzner back around. Haler again. Quick ball movement to the left corner. Open for a three. No good for Ramsdahl. Rebound Saints, though. And they'll get another try. Back over to Ramsdahl on the left side. Ramsdahl drives this time. Layup good. Layla Ramsdahl scored the last couple buckets now. She has five in the game, 61-26. St. James leads it, 8:50 to go. And into the front court, Lundquist up the left side. On the wing, gets it back, dribbles around. Now dishes to Eastman. She'll try a three. That's off, no good from the left wing. Rebound St. James. And Saints have the ball. Is that a 35-point spread I think we got up there right now? There's a pass right out in front, and Ava Spitzner gets the bucket right in front. First two for her of the night off the bench. So we have a 35-point spread. We should have running clock here now for the remainder, unless the Bucks can cut it below, is it 30, I think? Bucks have the ball. Lundquist, three-point try, right wing, comes off no good. And the rebound off for St. James. Pass ahead, right side. Off to Ramsdahl. Reversed around. That is Alfs over on the left wing. Now right in front, inside. Spitzner turns, shoots from in front. Too hard off the glass. Rebound St. James, though. Back on top for a three. In and out, no good by J.C. Swanson. And they get the rebound again, but a travel call on St. James, and it'll go back to Blue Earth area. Yeah, we do have running clock here now. 63-26, St. James leading Blue Earth area. Some substitutions are made for both teams. And we'll have running clock the rest of the way here, unless the Bucks can cut it under 30 here. 6:58 left to go in the game. And we're starting to see a few other faces in the game. There's a three-pointer, though. Good by Ruby Alice from the right wing. Her first bucket of the night. And the Saints now back the other way. Down underneath for Malmgren. And a shot up. No good, but she is fouled. And Madeline Malmgren will go to the line to shoot two. Fouled on the play by Elena Moore, her first, and the second on the Bucks. Two shots here. First one is short, no good. Jesse James in the game for the Bucks now, 5'4", freshman. And here's Carol Schrader back in the game. Malmgren with her second free throw, and that one is good. 15 points now for Madeline Malmgren on the night. And the Bucks back the other way. In there also Sophie Hall, 5'6 junior for the Bucks. Blue Earth area ball. Here's Shavey driving in. Left side back on top now for James. And that one on a pass there. Gets loose. Saints steal it, and they bring it into the front court. There's a three-point shot. Good from the left wing. And that was Isabel Elfs with that one. 8 points for her. 67-29, Saints lead. And the Bucks have it. Out on top, Shavey. Dishes off now. There's a three-point try from the top. No good by Jesse James. Rebound off for St. James. To the corner right side. And a three-pointer. Good again by Lainey Bowers. 9 points for her. And a timeout called for substitutions here. 4:57 to go. 70-29. Saints lead. We'll take a quick 30 back in a moment.
Located in the old L&M Chevrolet shop is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop, Jay's Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for automotive needs. Whether you need an oil change, brake, starter, alternator, or whatever the case may be, head to Jay's Shop. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. So for all your automotive needs, head to Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth.
Back here in Blue Earth, Shavey tried a three after the quick substitutions. It was no good. And back the other way, the Saints worked it down underneath. And now we are going to get a timeout. That basket by the Saints was Kaylee Beazle, who checked in a bit ago, a 5'6 freshman. Timeout, 72-29, Saints, 4:25 to go. We're back in a minute.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Ask Mid Iowa Agency in Blue Earth if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Change is inevitable and can't be stopped. As the circumstances in your life change, your needs are bound to change with them. The estate plan that Front Lundquist and Gustafson prepared for you some years ago may no longer be right for your situation today. It's important to review your current estate plan to ensure that it meets your needs. Contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
Blue Earth area will inbound after the and inbounded on top. It is Grace Shavey with it. Shavey now gets it off to James. Down to the left side. Shavey cut through over to Slinger for a three. That's short, no good. Rebound to the Saints. All alone. gets her first, and that is five fouls on the Saints now. Bucks inbound, far side. So no bonus yet. 2:07 to go in the game. Inside, Ruby Alice in the corner. And the lob went into the lane. It's loose, but picked up by James. Back out for a shot. Good, a two-pointer by Grace Kingby. Two first points of the night. James back the other way. Nice drive up the lane, but the basket won't go for Addison Reiner. And the rebound and a foul called on the Saints. So Bucks will get it in the backcourt. 1:34 is clock running here. In this one, that foul was on Limer, her first. James into the front court for Blue Area with it now. Ups it down inside. Got it to Hall for a minute. Ball came loose though, and now a scramble, and it's a jump ball. And the second arrow goes to St. James. They will inbound in the back court with 1:06 left to go. Bring it up. All new faces in there for St. James, except for Alves. She's the only one that's played quite a bit still in there. Shot for her in front, no good. Got her own rebound. Flips it up again, no good. Put back is good, this time by Addison Lehman. And so she has a couple in the game. Down to 39 seconds left to go in this one. Ruby Alves right side for Blue Earth Area. Back out on top for Elena Moore. Now Shavy with it. Off for Hall. Hall back to James. James drives. Tied up there. Down to six on the top line. Right side. And James lost it out of bounds. But there's the shot clock expiring, so it's going to go over to St. James anyway. Or not. 1 second, they're going to put on the shot clock. That went off of St. James, so it's actually a Blue Area ball. There's 3.6 seconds left in the game. Technically, I don't know why they stopped the clock, because it's running clock here, so it really should be over, but the buzzer threw everybody off on the shot clock, I think. Lobbed into the box. Score 74-31. 74-31. St. James over Blue Lake Area in this holiday tournament matchup tonight. We'll come back and recap the girls' game in just a moment.
Darling Ingredients, located in Blue Earth, is a full-service rendering company providing removal of dead stock and used cooking oil. Darling Ingredients uses these byproducts to produce ruminant meat bone meal and animal fat. These products are sold directly from the Blue Earth plant. For more information regarding the purchase of these feed ingredients, please contact Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth at 507-526-3296.
Working outside has its ups and downs, especially when temperatures plummet. What fuels me when my face is frozen? Football, flannels, family. What fuels my equipment? Cenex Wintermaster Premium Diesel. Its enhanced additive package maximizes performance in weather as harsh as 30 below, in the field, on the road, and in the extreme cold. Cenex Wintermaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Avoid gelling and blockages this winter with Cenex Wintermaster, available at Newway K&H Cooperative. Learn more at newway-knh.com.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if auto owners make sense for you.
What do Azro farmers and Azro dealers have in common? Soybeans are on their mind 24/7. If you're all about the beans, contact Colin at Wagner Seed today for products and support that maximize the profit potential on every acre. You're serious about soybeans. Your local Azro dealer, Wagner Seed, is serious about your success. Wagner Seed, 5 generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Back here at Blue Earth Area, we wrap up the girls' game, 74-31, St. James with the win. Here's the scoring for St. James first. They were led by Madeline Malmgren with 15, 13 each for Reese Malmgren and Journey Swanson. They both had 13, 9 for Lainey Bowers, 5 for J.C. Swanson, and off the bench, Isabel Else had 8, 5 for Layla Ramsdahl, and 2 for Ava Spitzner, and also 2 for Addison Limer for their total of 74. Blue Earth Area led by Lola Lundquist with 16, 5 for Jessica Moore, 3 for Myla Eastman, 2 for Grace Shavey. Off the bench, Ruby Alice with a 3, and Emerson Weir with 2 for their total of 31. So the Bucks go to 0-8 on the season, and St. James now raising their record to 7-3. Again, the final in the girls' game, St. James 74, Blue Earth Area 31. Stay tuned. We have the boys coming up. Blue Earth Area up against Sibley East in our next game when we return to Blue Earth Area High School for the holiday tournament. We'll do that. But for now, we send it back to the studios to wrap up this one, and we'll be back in a little bit.
You've been listening to Blue Earth Area Basketball here on KBEW. Today's game has been brought to you by Bevcom, Seneca Foods of Blue Earth, Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing of Blue Earth, Jay's Shop of Blue Earth, Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center, by Newway K&H Cooperative, the law firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson, Wagner Seeds of Wells, Darling Ingredients of Blue Earth, Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton, Hy-Vee of Fairmont, Craig Heine, your Pioneer Dealer of Delavan, the United Hospital District, M&M Insurance of Mapleton, Wells, and Blue Earth, by State Line Cooperative, Mid-Iowa Agency of Blue Earth, and by Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman. Blue Earth Area Basketball is a presentation of KBEW Sports.
your tires burn, burn, you're gonna learn. Never should have put your lips on her.
Liar, liar, truck on fire. It's brand new music from Carly Pierce. Remember getting Hot Wheels as a kid? Man, Hot Wheels. I still look at them when I see them in the stores. I stop at the toy section, and I'm always drawn to the Hot Wheels section, seeing how cool those cars are. Anyway, Hot Wheels are now the best-selling toy in the world. 709 million cars were sold in the past 365 days. That's 22.5 cars sold per second. Hot Wheels, the hottest toy in the world.
Wrap up your holiday shopping with Jewelry Television. JTV has thousands of jewelry styles and gifts for women and men. Shop on TV or online. Plus, new JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop jtv.com/radio.
It's football season, and Uber Eats has the best deals on game day food, whatever you're craving. From 2-to-1 pizza to buy one, get one wings, Uber Eats is dropping deals all season long. Uber Eats, official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Wrap up your holiday shopping with Jewelry Television. JTV has thousands of jewelry styles and gifts for women and men. Shop on TV or online. Plus, new JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop jtv.com/radio.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
It's football season, and Uber Eats has the best deals on game day food. Whatever you're craving, from 2-to-1 pizza to buy one, get one wings, Uber Eats is dropping deals all season long. Uber Eats, official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now.
The hottest country.
The hottest.
The coolest country.
Coolest ever.
All day, every day.
98 country. Southern Minnesota and Northern Iowa's hot country.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. 'Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m., I knock, knock, knock up on the door. But she never unlocked, like, I guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone drop. I love Jack, I was burning. Then she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got. Side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. I use that empty bag of corn to rest my head. A camo jacket for a blanket, then passed out like I was dead. Still got one heck It's because I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. And she got some nerve where she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. This 45. Oh, I guess if this really is goodbye, at least I took my boots off this time. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Guess she got some nerve, well, she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. Southside, got braids in hair. First time I seen her walk by, and I about fell off my chair. Had to get her number, and it took me like 6 weeks. Now me and her go way back, like Cadillac seats. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30. Just as fast as I can. The way she fit in them blue jeans, she don't need no belt. But I can turn them inside out, I don't need no help. Got hips like honey, so thick and so sweet. There ain't no curves like her on them downtown streets. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30. I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. We're out here in the boondocks with the breeze and the birds. Tangled up in the tall grass, my lips on hers. On the highway to heaven, at the south of a smile. Get there when we get there, every inch is a mile. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. Take it slow, just as fast as I can.
It's time now for Blue Earth Area Basketball here on KBW. Today's game is being brought to you by Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton, by Hy-Vee of Fairmont, by Stateline Cooperative, the United Hospital District, M&M Insurance of Mapleton, Wells, and Blue Earth, by New Way K&H Cooperative, Greg Heine, your Pioneer Dealer of Delavan, the Mid-Iowa Agency of Blue Earth, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, by Bevcom, Seneca Foods of Blue Earth, Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing of Blue Earth, Jay's Shop of Blue Earth,
Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center, the law firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson, Wagner Seeds of Wells, and by Darling Ingredients of Blue Earth.
And welcome back to Blue Earth Area High School. The holiday tournament continuing here today. Our final game of the tournament now. Blue Earth Area taking on Sibley East in boys action here tonight. Earlier today, involving our area teams, this afternoon in boys action, Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Martin Luther, Truman defeated United South Central 63-45. And the game just completed in girls action, St. James downing Blue Earth Area by a score of 74-31. That's an interesting score because that's exactly the score that Blue Earth Area beat USC by last night in boys action, 74-31. So that's kind of odd, but that's what we got as the Bucks come in after a win over USC last night. And yesterday afternoon, Sibley East beat Grenada Huntley, East Jay, and Martin Luther Truman in two overtimes by a score of 66-57. So they'll meet up here in this final game of the holiday tournament here tonight. We'll come back, take a look at the lineups in today's game after we take this time out.
BevCom is a fourth-generation, family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. BevCom, community built on connections.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit SenecaFoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
Protect yourself, your family, and your community against the flu this season. And get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Plus, earn a 20-cent fuel saver when you get your flu shot. Visit your local Hy-Vee pharmacy and protect yourself today. Some restrictions apply. Get insulin for as low as $35 at Hy-Vee Pharmacy. That's right. Manage your diabetes for less. With insulin for as low as $35 per month. Visit Hy-Vee.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. See pharmacy for eligibility details.
Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing in downtown Blue Earth offers embroidery, screen printing, and promotional products for individuals, businesses, organizations, and school athletics. We can personalize most anything, and all products can be ordered directly. Let us help you brand your business, team, or organization. Call us at 526-2001. Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing, your apparel decorator for over 30 years.
Back here at Blue Earth Area, and we're getting ready for this final boys game of the tournament as Blue Earth Area taking on Sibley East. Here's the starting lineups for Blue Earth Area. Branson Huskins, the 6'2 senior. Caden Juba, 5'11 sophomore. Gage Barker, 5'10 senior. Will Bromlin, the 6'3 junior. And Jake Grandjeanette, 5'10 senior, will be the starters for the Bucks. And head coach Colby Swanson, Blue Earth Area, what are they? 5-2, I think it is, on the season now, with their win yesterday. I'll have to double check that, but I thought I wrote that down here, but I didn't. Meanwhile, Sibley East, let's take a look at their starters. Nathan Colling, 6-foot senior. Quentin DeFleminick, a 6-foot senior. Ezra Weber, 6'3 junior. Evan Pouch, 6'2 senior. And Riley Bussler, a 6'2 sophomore. For head coach Dave Hulquist. And Sibley East, even at 500 on the year, at 3-3. So those are the starters for this boys matchup. And we'll be back with the tip-off coming up in a moment.
State Line Cooperative would like to thank our customers, including area farmers, patrons, and suppliers, for your business this year. It has been our pleasure to assist you with planning your grain, agronomy, feed, and seed needs. We look forward to working with you to make 2025 successful and profitable. May the new year bring you peace, happiness, and prosperity. Have a safe holiday and happy new year from all of us at State Line Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Ready to go with this one, and it is indeed 5-2, the record for Blue Earth Area coming in. And opening jump, Branson Huskins jumping for the Bucks, controls it, or no, he doesn't. It was controlled by the Wolverines, so Sibley East will have the ball first here, and a pass in the lane. Squirts loose, but the Wolverines get it back. The Flemenek has it out on top. And he'll get it over to the left side now for Bussler. Down inside, give and go, right back to Bussler for a layup. And Sibley East gets on the board first. And now some full court pressure. It's a 2-2-1 press here by Sibley East, and the Bucks get it across the line. Gage Barker has it on top, right side, Bromlin on the wing. They drop into a 2-3 zone now, does Sibley East. Into the middle of the lane, Bromlin, bounce pass to the baseline, ball comes loose, out of bounds, it goes off of Sibley East, that'll belong to Blue Earth Area under their own basket. And Barker will put it in play, so we're just underway, Sibley East gets the first bucket of the game. 2-0 Wolverines, Bucks under their own basket. Bromlin right wing to the corner. Gage Barker hits the three from the right corner. Barker led the Bucks last night with 21, I believe it was. Barker gets the first three for the Bucks here tonight. Sibley East ball now. Whoops, and DeFlemenek tried to shovel a pass to Colling, but it went out of bounds. Colling moved right when he threw it. Or flipped it, and so that's the first turnover on Sibley East, and they will give it back to the Bucks, and quickly up after the inbounds, Will Bromlin takes it in on the left side for a layup, and the Bucks out to a 5-2 lead, and pressure out on the perimeter, all kinds of trouble there for Evan Pouch, but he finally gets a hold of it. Over to the corner, Bussler for three, and it's no good. Bucks on the run. Bromlin underneath, kicks it back out. Barker for three, good. Barker hitting a couple of threes, and it's 8-2 Blue Earth Area. And the Bucks now into the front court on defense here. Reyes Pouch brought it up, and they call a foul on Blue Earth Area. And it will be on Bromlin. That's his first and the first foul of the game. Sibley East will inbound down the near side. And it'll be Pouch to put it in. Gets it to Colling, to DeFlemenek. DeFlemenek off to Bussler. He runs in and banks one from about 6 feet out. And Bussler with 4 points, all of the points early here for Sibley East. 2-2-1 press again by the Wolverines, and they force the turnover on the pass back over to Juba. It goes out of bounds, and that'll be the first turnover on Blue Earth Area, and Sibley East will get it back. So the 2-2-1 press works on that occasion, and Sibley East has it. Pouch across the line. On the right side, now penetrates into the lane, dishes to the corner for Bussler, back out to DeFlemenek. DeFlemenek, bounce pass right in the middle of the lane, but a Shot short by Colling. Rebound, though, to Sibley East. Another crack at it. DeFleminek on a runner. Shot good by DeFleminek. He led the Sibley East Wolverines in their win yesterday with 20 points over USC. And he gets his first two here tonight. And that one tipped out of bounds. Oh, went off of Huskins, though, underneath. So the Bucks turn it over again after they get it in to the front court, and Sibley East will get it back again. Sully Dahlberg checks in now for Blue Earth Area, 6'4 sophomore. He comes in, and so does Peter Fletcher, the 6'7 sophomore, and now a steal at half court. Dahlberg has it, takes it in, and gets the layup. And immediately, Dahlberg's presence coming off the bench is felt here as he gets his first two. Sibley East ball, and there's a foul on Dahlberg. He ran into the Sibley East ball handler there. That's Dahlberg's first, second on Blue Earth Area. And the Wolverines will inbound on the far sideline. Jack Fetrell checks in now for Sibley East, 6 foot senior. So he's in the game. He'll inbound into Pouch. Now Bussler to the corner to DeFleminek for three. No good. Rebound grab by Blue Earth Area. Bucks haven't missed a shot yet. They're 4 for 4 from the floor. On top, Caden Juba has it for the Bucks. Right corner, Barker drives in. Now kicks it out. 3-point shot is good by Huskins. 5 for 5 on the first 5 shots for Blue Earth Area. 13-6, they lead it. And Sibley East has the ball. Fetrell has it on top to Fleminek, around to Pouch. Pouch on the left wing. Off to Colling, who drives in and draws a foul. Might have been Fletcher, we'll check. No, it's not. It is Sully Dahlberg, and that's his second. So Dahlberg picking up two quick fouls. He'll come out. Juba comes out. Bromlin and Jake Grandjeanette back in. And so Sibley East will inbound from underneath. Inbounded. They get it to the top now for Bussler. Over to DeFleminek. Around to Bussler again on the right wing. Off now to DeFleminek, and they didn't get the shot off. A shot clock violation. Turnover number 3 on Sibley East, and Blue Earth Area will get it back. Too much. Yeah, Dave Hallquist's up going, what do you guys, you got to watch the clock here. We have a shot clock now. They just didn't seem too concerned with it and never did get a shot off. Bucks get it across the line with a little backcourt pressure. Barker right in the middle of the lane, drives in, his shot blocked, and it went off of him out of bounds, so it'll go back to Sibley East. Wolverines get it back, down 13-6. And a little backcourt pressure. Not much of anything put on by the Bucks. Here's a long three by DeFleminek, and it's good from the top. 5 points for him. And watching, I did the game yesterday against Grenada, you definitely have to keep your eye on Quentin DeFleminek. He's a good three-point shooter. And speaking of that, Gage Barker has his third three as he drains one from the right side. 16-9 now, Bucks lead. Timeout, Sibley East. 12:46 to go here in the first half. 16-9, Bucks lead. Back in a minute.
Like it or not, winter is now here. Keep your family warm with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. Weaver's has a full selection of snow boots in stock to keep your feet warm while out in the cold. You'll also find warm socks, stocking caps, gloves, and so much more. A great idea for the man or kid that works outside is Carhartt Clothing. Stay warm this winter with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy.
We provide caring and attentive prenatal care at our Fairmont and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388 or visit UHD.org. UHD. Committed to care. Committed to you.
Greg Heine, you're looking.
Back here at Blue Earth Area, and the inbounds pass, drive to the front, and the shot off no good for Sibley East. Back the other way, Bromlin takes it in, and a whistle and a foul called on Sibley East. A blocking foul will be on Ezra Weber, his first, and that's the first team foul. And they say Bromlin was not shooting, so they'll inbound from underneath. Gage Barker will put it in play. Wolverines had a shot there right after the timeout. Couldn't get that one to drop, and the Bucks have it now. Barker inbounds. Bromlin back to Barker. Barker in the lane to Juba near the free throw line. Now Grandjeanette back over to Bromlin for a three, and it's off no good from the right wing. Bucks made their first five shots. They've missed a couple now. And Sibley East back the other way to Fleminek into the front court. Dished off now to Fetterell. Fetterell to the right side, and Bussler hits a two from the right wing. Good first half here for Riley Bussler with 6 points now for Sibley East. 5-point lead is all for Blue Earth Area, 16 to 11. 11:52 to go here in the first half. Barker, 3-point try again, left wing. That one won't go, though, and the rebound off for Sibley East. Fetterell into the front court, drives in. Quick ball moving around to Bussler, on top to Fleminek. To Fleminek, left side, Colling has it. Colling. Dishes off now to Bussler. Bussler down to the baseline to Fleminek. Deflected away and stolen by Barker. Fourth turnover. Bucks on the break. Off to Bromlin. Dribbles underneath. Reverse layup. What a nifty reverse layup there by Will Bromlin. 4 points for him now. And Sibley East back the other way. Right side. And a double dribble call on Bussler there. That'll be the fifth turnover on Sibley East. And the Bucks get it back again. 11:05 left to go here in the first half. 18-11. Blue Earth Area leads it. And Bucks inbound in the backcourt. Into the front court comes Caden Juba, right side for Grandjeanette to the corner. 3-point try, Bromlin off, no good. Rebound saved in by Blue Earth Area. They'll keep it. Juba out to Barker. Barker out on top to the corner to Grandjeanette. Cross court. Here's another 3-point try. No good by Bromlin. The putback by Barker won't go either. Bucks had their chances there. Three shots missed on that possession by Blue Earth Area. And here's Sibley East. Fetterell into the front court. Dumps it inside. Gavin Pomplin checked in a little bit ago. He shoots one high off the board. It's off, no good. Pomplin is a 6'2 senior in there now for the Wolverines. And a travel call here on Will Bromlin. He was a little bit off, out of control, spinning into the lane on that drive. And so it goes back over to Sibley East. Third turnover on Blue Earth Area. Ten left to go in the first half. Sibley East taking it across the line. A drive and a shot up. No good by Pouch. Rebound off to the Bucks. Quickly back the other way. Bromlin into the lane for Caden Juba. Missed the shot from out in front. And now the Bucks have gone cold after making five in a row to start the game. They've lost or missed most of them since then. And now a shot underneath, rimming out for Ezra Weber for Sibley East. Back the other way for the Bucks. In the lane, Juba. Juba has a pass deflected. And now to Sully Dahlberg. His pass to Huskins is tipped away for the steal. Four turnovers on the Bucks now, and here comes Sibley East back. Out on top, Weber has it. Weber to the corner to Pomplin. Pomplin, cross court to Pouch, cuts up the lane. Oh, and he misses an easy layup. And a basket on the follow, and a foul by Pomplin. He was there to put the offensive board back in. Caden Juba fouled him, and a chance for a three-point play now. That's the fourth team foul on the Bucks. So one shot here for Pomplin. And the free throw is good. 3 points now for Gavin Pomplin. 18-14, just like that. Wolverines back within four. Juba into the front court, goes right side. Huskins, bounce pass in the lane. Sully Dahlberg gets it off to Juba, but he misses again. Rebound off for Sibley East. And here they come into the front court. Pouch lost the dribble. Ball's loose on the floor. Jump ball is going to be called here. And the possession arrow goes to Blue Earth area. So that'll be the sixth turnover on Sibley East. And the Bucks will inbound near side. 8:40 left to go in this first half. It's still pretty close. 18-14. Bucks only by four. And they have the ball right side. Bromland. Bucks started out hot, but they've cooled off here now with their last 10 shots or so. Pass in the lane. Shot. Barker got a kind of crowded look underneath there, but he couldn't get it to go in the traffic, and the rebound to Sibley East. Weber over to the right side. Colling has it. He's double-teamed, stopped on the baseline. Back to Pouch. Pouch to Colling. Colling penetrates, dishes off to Weber. Runner rims out from the left baseline, and the rebound off for Blue Earth area. Barker brings it up, goes left side now for Dahlberg. Cross court, Huskins to the corner. Bromland steps to the left and drains the three from the right wing. Bromland now with seven, 21-14. Bucks back up by seven, and a foul called as Federal was dribbling it into the front court. He's fouled by Blue Earth area. And it's Dahlberg, and he's going to have to come right back out again as he picks up his third foul. That's the fifth on Blue Earth area. So Dahlberg with his third foul. He'll be on the bench the rest of the half, more than likely. And another turnover on Sibley East on a bounce pass into the lane. Bucks steal it. Right side, Huskins for three. It's off, no good. Fletcher grabs the rebound. Back to Barker. His shot from in front won't go. And the rebound to Sibley East. And the Wolverines have it. DeFlemenek traveled before he shot the three there. That's a turnover number eight on Sibley East. And Blue Earth area will have it back again. DeFlemenek took a step backwards when he was setting up the three there. And is called for traveling. So Bucks have it back. Huskins to the front court, right side Juba. Back around to Barker. Huskins, right wing, steps back for a three. Short, no good. Rebound off for Sibley East. And Ezra Weber will bring it into the front court. Gets it to Pouch. Back to Weber. Left corner, Colling. Weber around to DeFlemenek. He'll drive in, and a nice finger roll off the glass. Good. Seven for DeFlemenek now, 21-16. Bucks holding on to the lead. 6.5 minutes to go here in the first half. In the lane, Huskins has the ball stripped away from him, and that's the fifth turnover, and all alone at the other end, DeFlemenek for the layup. And that's nine for him. And a timeout called now. 6:20 to go, and the Wolverines pull within three, 21-18. Bucks still have the lead. We're back in a minute.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Located in the old L&M Chevrolet shop is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop, Jay's Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for automotive needs. Whether you need an oil change, brake, starter, alternator, or whatever the case may be, head to Jay's Shop. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. So for all your automotive needs, head to Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth.
Back here at Blue Earth Area, Buck Ball as they inbound after the timeout. Bromland on top, penetrates into the middle of the lane, but his shot off the glass, no good. Fletcher there for an offensive board, and Huskins has it knocked away from behind. Out of bounds, it'll stay Blue Earth Area ball, and they'll run an inbounds play from underneath. Inbounded by Barker. Lob right in front to Bromlin, who lost the handle on it. And Sibley East comes away with it. They could tie it with a three. Pouch back to DeFlemenek. He traveled again as he was setting up that three. And his coach doesn't like it. He thinks it's a jump stop. But he's getting him called for traveling. And that's the second time in a row now that that's happened. And I don't know. It's a really close, kind of touchy thing there on the travel. It's like an old-time traveling call, if you know what I mean. Elbow left side. Barker steps into the lane, and he finally gets one to go. 11. He had three threes to kick off the game and hadn't hit one for a while. Here comes Sibley East on the break. Oh! Peter Fletcher with a big block at the other end. And here come the Bucks back the other way. DeFlemenek looked like he was going to get a layup on that, and Fletcher flew in there and made the block. Bucks have it now. Huskins underneath, gets it to Fletcher in front. He's fouled as he goes up with it. And Peter will go to the line to shoot two. And the foul called on Colling, his first, and that's just the second foul on Sibley East. So Fletcher to the line to shoot two. First one up, good. Second one, good. Fletcher hits them both. Peter Fletcher with the two free throws to put the Bucks up 25-18. Four straight for the Bucks now to spread out the lead a little bit. Colling to Flemenek. Right corner for Bussler. To Flemenek on top. Now he penetrates. Up off the glass, no good. And the rebound to Blue Earth Area. Ahead to Barker. Barker, right corner, Bromland. Bromland. And he is called for traveling. One too many steps on the way to the bucket there. Seventh turnover on Blue Earth Area. And Sibley East gets it back. Pass into Bussler. He'll take it across the line. Bussler near the top of the key. Now gets it off to Weber. Weber, right side, DeFlemenek. DeFlemenek dishes off to Bussler around, left side, Pouch for three, no good, and the rebound off to the Bucks. And into the front court, Barker dribbles into the lane, dishes back out to Bromland. Now Barker. Barker stops and goes, and a shot from in front, short, no good, rebound off for Sibley East. And up on the right side, DeFlemenek into the lane, over to Pouch. Pouch back out to Colling. Colling right side now for Bussler to Weber on top. Weber drives up the lane, dishes to
Bustler tries a reverse layup. That won't go. Rebound Bucks. And Barker into the front court. Off to Huskins. Huskins way out on top. Bounces it to the right elbow over to Bromlin. Whoops, and a pass across off the knee of Grandjeanette. And the Wolverines get the steal there. Eighth turnover on the Bucks in the lane in front. And DeFleminick gets a shot to go. And he's having a good first half. 11 for him here in the first half. Sibley East within five again with 3:08 to go first half. And the Bucks have it. Barker on top. Now to the left corner. Grandjeanette will try a three. That rims out. No good. Fletcher there for an offensive board. Back out for a long three by Will Bromlin. No good. And the rebound to Sibley East. And here come the Wolverines again. Bustler, pouch for three. Off. No good. And the rebound to Blue Earth Area. Bromlin quickly up. Drives all the way in. Shot up. Good. Off the glass by Will Bromlin. 9 points for Bromlin now, 27-20. Another timeout called. 2:32 to go till halftime. Bucks lead, 27-20. Back in a moment.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Ask MinIowa Agency in Blue Earth if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Has an accident or injury resulted in wage loss or medical bills? The attorneys at Front Lundquist and Gustafson are ready to help. Their main goal in personal injury cases is to ensure that you receive the compensation for your injuries that you deserve, that your future interests are protected, and that your medical bills are paid. For a free initial consultation to review your case, contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
Back here at Blue Earth Area, Sibley East inbounding after the timeout. Weber has it on the baseline, off to Federal, and a foul on Bromlin. That'll be Will's second foul, the sixth on Blue Earth Area. And so Sibley East will inbound from underneath. Into Bustler, who hits a shot from the right side. He was just outside of the lane, down below the free throw line, and he's got 8 points. 27-22 now, and Bucks have the ball, and they almost lost it out of bounds. Juba saves it. Over to Bromlin, right side. He'll penetrate the middle of the lane. Runner in front, and it goes in and out. No good. Man, that thing was halfway down there, and it came back out. 5-point lead, Bucks, but Sibley East ball, minute 36 to go, first half. Oh, and the bounce pass goes whistling through, trying to get it to Colling there, but it goes all the way through out of bounds. 10th turnover on Sibley East. And so the Bucks will take it over. A minute 33 left to go in the first half. 27-22. Blue Earth Area, 5-point lead. Sibley East playing well here tonight. They're hanging right in there. Bucks have been hot and cold shooting here. And the Bucks have it. They get it to Barker out in front. And that one bounced around on the rim and finally fell through for Barker. Devin Hayes is in the game. He's the one that fed it, and now a three-pointer. Good by DeFleminick from the left corner. 14 for him in the first half, 29-25. Back to just a four-point edge for Blue Earth Area. Juba has it on top. Down to the corner left side. Barker will dribble it out of there. So Devin Hayes checked in a bit ago, 5'9 junior. First time in the game for him. There's a drive. And a shot by Barker, no good, but he is fouled on the play. And he's going to get a couple of free throws. As the foul committed by Quentin DeFleminick, his first, And the third foul on Sibley East. First free throw by Barker is good. Gage with another nice game here tonight. 14 for Barker here in the first half. Second free throw, rims out, no good. Rebound, though, tip to Huskins. Back out, Grand Jeanette. Now to Barker. 32 seconds to go. And just a couple seconds left. 9 seconds now on the shot clock. Barker will drive, shot off the glass, no good. Rebound and a whistle. And a foul, I believe, on Blue Earth Area. Might have been Barker. Let's see here. No, Devin Hayes. First on him. That is 7 on the Bucks, though, so the bonus on. We go to the other end. And Quentin DeFleminick will get 1-1. He's had a big first half, 11. Whoops, that one off, no good. He missed the front end of the 1-1, but Sibley East on the rebound. DeFleminick on the left wing. Around to the right side. Bussler back to DeFleminick. 8 seconds to go. DeFleminick shoots left side. Got it! Oh, he just threw that one up in traffic, and it went in. And the buzzer, a shot at the buzzer. Banks off, no good by Huskins at half court. And that's it, and we've got ourselves a tight one here. Blue Earth Area leading Sibley East 30-27 here at halftime. We'll come back with the Hodges Halftime Report coming up in a couple minutes.
Darling Ingredients, located in Blue Earth, is a full-service rendering company providing removal of dead stock and used cooking oil. Darling Ingredients uses these byproducts to produce ruminant meat bone meal and animal fat. These products are sold directly from the Blue Earth plant. For more information regarding the purchase of these feed ingredients, please contact Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth at 507-526-3296.
Working outside has its ups and downs, especially when temperatures plummet. What fuels me when my face is frozen? Football, flannels, family. What fuels my equipment? Cenex, Wintermaster Premium Diesel. Its enhanced additive package maximizes performance in weather as harsh as 30 below, in the field, on the road, and in the extreme cold. Cenex Wintermaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Avoid gelling and blockages this winter with Cenex Wintermaster, available at New Way K&H Cooperative. Learn more at newway-knh.com.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Back here at Blue Earth Area halftime. And a close one here. It's Blue Earth Area leading Sibley East 30-27 here at the half. And it's time now for the Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. See Lee for all your insurance needs. Well, the Bucks were hot early. They made their first 5 shots out of the shoot, and among them, Gage Barker had a couple of threes in there. They kind of jumped out there pretty good, but it didn't take long for things to kind of turn the other way. So off and on the shooting here in the first half by the Bucks. And Sibley East is just plain hung in there. They're only down by 3. We'll take a look at first half numbers after this from Hodges Insurance.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right place. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
Well, first half numbers for Blue Earth Area. They are led by Gage Barker here in the first half. 14 points for him, so a good first half for Gage. 9 for Will Bromland, 3 for Branson Huskins, and off the bench, Sully Dahlberg with 2, but he was in foul trouble for much of the half. And Peter Fletcher with 2 also for their total of 30. Sibley East led by Quentin DeFleminick with 16, Riley Bussler with 8, and Gavin Pomplin off the bench for 3. That's the only scoring those three guys for Sibley East. The Bucks were 11 of 30 from the floor for 36% in the first half, 3 of 4 from the free throw line for 75%, and they had 8 turnovers. Sibley East, 12 of 26 for 46%, so they ended up shooting better than the Bucks in the first half. They were 1 of 2 from the line and committed 10 turnovers. So 30 to 27, Blue Earth Area by 3 at halftime here, and that is your Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. Call Lee at 893-3195 for all your insurance needs. And we'll come back with more at the half after we take this two-minute timeout.
You'd never settle for underperformance, you'd never settle for less than maximum yield, and neither would your local DeKalb brand dealer, Wagner Seed. If outstanding performance is your top priority, then contact Colin at Wagner Seed today to learn how our broad portfolio of products is bred to maximize profit potential on fields like yours. Wagner Seed, 5 generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation, family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit SenecaFoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
Protect yourself, your family, and your community against the flu this season. And get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Plus, earn a 20-cent fuel saver when you get your flu shot. Visit your local Hy-Vee pharmacy and protect yourself today. Some restrictions apply. Get insulin for as low as $35 at Hy-Vee Pharmacy. That's right. Manage your diabetes for less. With insulin for as low as $35 per month. Visit Hy-Vee.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. See pharmacy for eligibility details.
Back here at Blue Earth Area, and the halftime score, 30-27. Blue Earth Area leading Sibley East. Games earlier involving our area teams. Earlier this afternoon, Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Martin Luther, Truman down to USC in boys action. 63-45 was the final score in that one. And the game just before that one, or before this one, I should say, was the girls' game as St. James downed Blue Earth Area by a score of 74-31. Coming up on our schedule to round out December on Monday the 30th. Don't have anything going on, but we do have this one game Monday the 30th. Girls basketball, USC is at New Ulm Cathedral. And we'll have that one for you on Monday evening. And then we're off until Friday. And it's the girl-boy doubleheader, Fairmont at Blue Earth Area. Right back here at Blue Earth Area, we'll have both the girls and boys games on that Friday night, January 3rd. Three-point edge for the Bucks at halftime. Second half coming up after this timeout.
Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing in downtown Blue Earth offers embroidery, screen printing, and promotional products for individuals, businesses, organizations, and school athletics. We can personalize most anything, and all products can be ordered directly. Let us help you brand your business, team, or organization. Call us at 526-2001. Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing, your apparel decorator for over 30 years.
Saline Cooperative is committed to our producers and our local communities. We believe that by being economically and environmentally responsible, we can better serve the needs of farmers and add value to the community. Stateline credits our success to the partnerships created between producers, employees, and local communities. Each play a vital role in responsible land stewardship, and Stateline is committed to continuing this success of this partnership for future generations. This is Kim Fay for Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Like it or not, winter is now here. Keep your family warm with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. Weaver's has a full selection of snow boots in stock to keep your feet warm while out in the cold. You'll also find warm socks, stocking caps, gloves, and so much more. A great idea for the man or kid that works outside is Carhartt Clothing. Stay warm this winter with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
Back here at Blue Earth Area, ready to go with the second half now. Bucks lead 30-27. And we'll see if it stays close here. Bucks definitely favored in this game, but Sibley East played a nice ball game, particularly Quinton DeFlaminek, who led Sibley East with 20 points yesterday against Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Martin Luther Truman in that double overtime win, and he had 16 in the first half here tonight. And Gage Barker just about matching him with 14 in the first half for Blue Earth Area. So here we go. Sibley East will get the ball first to start the game, or start the second half, and they inbound to Pouch. Pouch has it, drives up the right side now. Pulls back out and goes to the left wing. Three-point try by Bussler is no good. Rebound, Blue Earth Area. Caden Juba will bring it up. Into the right, or front court, right side. Gets it off to Barker. Now reversed back around. Huskins wants to try a three. That's off, no good. Rebound to the Wolverines. And Bussler, nice drive to the bucket, but he didn't get it. Left-handed layup comes off, no good. Bromlin back the other way, off to Juba. Juba on top to Barker, and a charging foul. After the pass, Juba ran over Ezra Weber, and that'll be an offensive foul on Juba. And his second, the first on Blue Earth Area this half. Ninth turnover on the Bucks. And Sibley East will inbound to some man pressure in the backcourt. Pouch dribbles it across, gets it off to Bussler, back to Pouch. Pouch drives in, he gets the layup to go. Evan Pouch, who had a decent game yesterday, gets his first two here tonight. And he pulls the Wolverines within a point. Bucks have it now. Barker on top, and that's stolen by DeFlaminek on top. 10th turnover, Wolverines can take the lead here. On top, DeFlaminek has it off to Colling. Colling drives in, shot off the glass, no good. Rebound, though, by Bussler. Back underneath for Weber, and he's fouled as he goes up with it. And Weber now will have a chance to give the Wolverines the lead as he'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul was on Barker, his first, and the second on Blue Earth Area this half. And here's the first free throw. Good by Weber. That ties it up. We have a tie, 30-30 now. Blue Earth area and Sibley East. Fletcher's going to come in now. Bromlin comes out. Juba is out. And the second free throw by Weber, no good. We'll stay tied at 30. Bucks have the ball. Here we go. As Barker into the front court. Sully Dahlberg, who had foul trouble in the first half, back in there for the Bucks with Fletcher. Dumped inside. Dahlberg out to Barker, and he hits the three from the right wing. Barker supplying most of the scoring tonight for the Bucks. He's got 17 now. And gives Blue Earth Area a three-point lead again. There's a little finger roll drive nicely done by Nathan Colling for his first two of the game. 33-32, Bucks by one on top. Huskins has it. Bounce pass into the lane. Dahlberg kicked out left corner for Barker. Back to Grandjeanette. Grandjeanette shovels it to Dahlberg over to the right side. Huskins will try a three from the right wing. That's off, no good. Rebound off for the Wolverines. Three-pointer at the other end from the left side. No good by Bussler. Weber comes out with the rebound. Gets it to DeFleminick. Back to Weber. Open for a three. It's good from the right corner. Weber hits the three. He's got four now, and the Wolverines lead for the first time. And we'll be back. The Wolverines took a timeout. We lost you for a minute. We're back. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont Care Team. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont clinic. With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she's excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at uhd.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
Back here at Blue Earth Area, Bucks inbound. After they took a timeout, we lost you for a minute there, but the Wolverines, I don't know when I went off, but the Wolverines hit a three by Ezra Weber to take a 35-33 lead, and now Fletcher with a pass and a shot attempt in the lane there is fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. Weber got him his second, the first on the Wolverines. So Fletcher to the line, first free throw is good. And it's a one-point game now. 14:54 left to go in the game. Jack Federal into the game for the Wolverines now. And Colling will come out for a rest. Fletcher hits the second free throw, so it's tied again. Tied, I think, for the first time here. Bucks had a one-point lead. Weber hit that three to give the Wolverines a two-point lead. Tied up now, and a pass in the lane is picked off there. That one got loose. 11th turnover, and the Bucks get it back. 11th turnover on Sibley East. Barker, left side. Bromlin will try a three from the left wing. That's off, no good. Bucks only shot 36% in the first half, and they are not shooting great here tonight after a 62% shooting night last night. And a drive to the bucket and a layup by Fetrell, his first two. And Sibley East back up by two, 37-35. 14:06 left to go. Out on top, Barker has it. Left side, Bromlin. Bromlin to Barker. Barker back over to Bromlin. Into Fletcher. Fletcher back out. Bromlin will drive the baseline. And he stepped on the baseline. And that'll be a turnover back to Sibley East. 11 turnovers on the Bucks now. Juba back in. Grandjeanette will come out. 37-35, Sibley East leads, 13:50 to go. And Pouch will bring it up for the Wolverines. Goes to the right side to Fleminick. He'll try a three from over there. Short, no good. Fletcher with the rebound to Fleminick, who had 16 in the first half. Quiet so far this half. Barker across the line, sets it up. Left side, Bromlin. Bromlin, three-pointer, off, no good. Rebound, Juba. Juba to the corner, Barker. Barker inside, Dahlberg tries to split two defenders, gets it over to Bromlin. Bromlin from the left corner, short, no good. Rebound off to Fletcher, back out, Juba for three, good. Caden hits one from the top, and that's his first points of the night. And it puts the Bucks back up by one. 13 minutes to go. Right side, Weber down inside for Bussler. Bussler back on top. Pouch, right side. Weber will try the three. It's good from the right wing. And Ezra Weber, who didn't score in the first half, heating up now. He's got a couple of threes, 7 points here this half. And he puts Sibley East back up by two. And oh, a pass through. Dahlberg tried to get it low to Fletcher, and it went through Fletcher's hands out of bounds. And it goes back to Sibley East. A dozen turnovers now on the Bucks. And Sibley East will get it. 12:35 left to play. 40-38. Sibley East up by two. And the Wolverines have it. Federal left side. Pouch tried to pass it into Bussler. Not a very good pass, and it's stolen away by Bromlin. Dozen turnovers on Sibley East now. Bromlin up with it. Drives into the lane, and he has it stolen away from him. Here comes Sibley East ahead to Fleminick for the layup at the other end. 18 points now for Quinton to Fleminick. And the biggest lead for the Wolverines at four now. 42-38, 12 minutes to go. Bucks have it on top. Barker, left side, Juba. Juba back over to Barker on the right wing. Barker dribbles near the free throw line, up the middle of the lane. Bromlin, left corner, three-point try, and it won't go. Rebound, Dahlberg. Dahlberg shoots it back up and is fouled. And he will go to the line to shoot two. And the foul on Sibley East is going to be on Bussler. Or let's see, who is it on? Is that Bussler? His second. At the line, Dahlberg makes the first free throw. 3 points for Sully. He's been slowed by foul trouble. He missed a bunch of the first half. Picked up his third foul with 7 minutes to go in the half and had to sit the rest of it. So, second free throw, good. Dahlberg hits them both. Sibley still up 42-40. And Federal dribbles up on the near side. Watched closely by Caden Juba. Off to Colling. Now to Pouch. Pouch dribbles into the lane. Dishes off left side. Ezra Weber on the drive. It's short, no good. And the rebound grab by Blue Earth Area. Bucks can tie it with a two here. Will Bromlin has it across to Barker. Barker dishes off to Huskins. Left corner, Bromlin, quick move up the baseline. Lost the ball, but it was tipped out by Sibley East. And the Bucks will inbound from underneath. DeFleminick went out for a quick rest. He's back in now. Pouch will come out. Lobbed in to Dahlberg, back to Bromlin, three-pointer from the right corner, and it bounces on the rim three times and finally goes through for Bromlin. 12 points for him in the game now. And the Bucks regain the lead by one. Sibley East ball, Weber on top, Federal with it, drives into the lane, scoops one up and good off the glass. Jack Federal with 4 points. And Sibley East back up by one now. 10.5 minutes left to go in the game. Left side, Huskins. Huskins cross court, tipped out of bounds by Bussler. Throwing it across against the 2-3 zone there, and Bussler got a hand on it. Stays buck ball, though. They'll inbound on the far side. Parker inbounds to Caden Juba. Juba on the right side. Gets it across to Huskins. Into Sully Dahlberg. Dahlberg in the middle of the lane. Back out right side. Bromlund is fouled. And that's going to be on, I think, Bussler. It is. That'll be his third. Third team foul on Sibley East. And the Bucks inbound from underneath. Barker right underneath to Broman. He's stripped as he goes up with it. And the steal made by Sibley East. Pouch has it. He'll bring it into the front court. Nice defense by the Wolverines there. To Fleminick, left wing, to Pouch. Pouch penetrates, now dishes to Weber. Weber over to the left side. Fetrel with it. He'll drive in for another bucket, but it won't go. Rebound off for Blue Earth area. And Barker up on the far side. Still on the dribble, gets it off to Bromlund. Bromlund, left side for Juba. Now Huskins, shot from the left wing. Good, it's a three-pointer. And Branson with his second three of the night. He has 6 points. Bucks up by two again, 46-44 on this seesaw battle now. And the Wolverines have it. Petrol to DeFleminick, and he's tied up, but they're going to call a foul. Not a jump ball. It'll be a foul on Juba. Third on him, and the third on Blue Earth area. And a timeout now with 9:14 to go in the game. And a tight one here. Blue Earth area leading Sibley East 46-44. We're back in a minute.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Located in the old L&M Chevrolet shop is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop, Jay's Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for automotive needs. Whether you need an oil change, brake, starter, alternator, or whatever the case may be, head to Jay's Shop. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. So for all your automotive needs, head to Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth.
Back here at Blue Earth area, we have 9:14 left to go in this one. 46-44, Blue Earth area with a two-point lead over Sibley East and what's turned into kind of a seesaw battle here now. Sibley East inbounding under their own basket. Federal into Colling. Colling penetrates the lane, dishes to Pouch. Kick back out, Weber, shot from the left elbow, no good. Rebound off for Blue Earth area. And Parker will bring it up. Drops it off for Graham Jeanette. Bounce pass into Dahlberg and a foul. Called on Sibley East. And it is on Weber, his third. That was away from the ball, I think. And so the Bucks will inbound from underneath. Parker will put it in. Graham Jeanette. Now Barker on top again. Off for Bromlund. Good defense tonight here by Sibley East, really. Barker's been the only one that's lit him up, and he just did it again. They got him free for a three from the left corner, and Barker delivers. 20 for Gage now, 49-44. Bucks back up to a five-point lead. Pouch across the line. Dishes off left side for DeFleminick off to Colling now over to Federal. And a foul called on Bromlund on Federal's drive. Third on Bromlund, the fourth on Blue Earth area this half. And the Wolverines will inbound from underneath. So it'll be Federal to inbound. Federal gets it in to DeFlemenek over to Bussler. Right in the lane, all alone is Pouch. Wow, somebody lost him on defense there. Pouch was wide open. And he easily laid that one in. 4 points for him now. 49-46, Bucks by three. Grand Jeanette with it on top. Off now for Huskins. Across to Bromlin. Bromlin down to the corner for Grand Jeanette. Grand Jeanette tries to get a bounce pass to Sully Dahlberg, and a foul called in there on the Wolverines. It's on Colling, his second. And that is the fifth on Sibley East. Bucks inbound underneath. And a pass by Barker, knocked away, almost stolen by DeFlemenek, but Barker gets it back. Now over to Will Bromlin for a three. Good from the left wing, and Bromlin hits another three. 15 for him now. 52-46. And all alone on the baseline, and he hits it, is Bussler after the Bucks getting back on defense, kind of left some room on the baseline there. 10 points for Bussler. Bucks have it back. Grand Jeanette on the left side. Dribbles, now bounce pass into Stahlberg, and his shot just outside the lane goes in, and a foul called and a chance for the three-point play for Sully. And I think it was Colling that got him again. It is. That'll be his third. That's 16 fouls on Sibley East now. Dahlberg to the line to try to complete the three-point play. 6 points now for Sully here tonight. .6:59 left to go in the game. 54-48. Blue Earth area. Now a 7-point lead as Dahlberg makes that free throw. He has 7 points, and the Bucks lead by 7, 55-48. Pouch having trouble, and he had trouble with the dribble there, and then Dahlberg drove in there trying to get it, but they said it went off of Sully, so it'll be Sibley East ball. And they'll inbound. Hooks, wide pass, tried to get it into Colling and missed him, and it sailed out of bounds, so it turns back over to Blue Earth area anyway. And the Bucks will get it back with 6:52 remaining. Blue Earth area trying to put up a little bit of cushion here, as this game has been too close for comfort here. Sibley East has their moments, though. They do have some good flurries there, and DeFlemenek is a bona fide threat from outside. There's a three-point try for the Bucks, right side by Huskins. No good. Rebound, Sibley East. DeFlemenek with it. On top for Colling. Left side, Federal. Federal drives to the baseline. Back out, Colling. Left corner, Federal again. Petrol drives, banks it in, and is fouled on the play. He threw it up as he was going down, and it went right off the glass in, and he'll have a chance now for the three-point play. What a play there by Jack Petrol, who was quiet the first half. And he has six here in half number two. He was fouled by Dahlberg. That's his fourth. And Blue Earth Area's fifth of the half. Free throw, good by Fetrell. Three-point play completed, 55-51. Four-point lead for the Bucks now. And Dahlberg into the front, or excuse me, that's Barker into the front court, over to Grand Jeanette. Back to Barker. In near the free throw line, Dahlberg kicks it back out, and Huskins hits a three-pointer right side. Branson with three threes, he has nine. Sibley East inbounds across the line to DeFlemenek, and he throws it over to Ezra Weber, and a timeout, or not a timeout, but a foul coming here against Blue Earth area. And it's on Grand Jeanette. First on him. That's six on the Bucks now. So Sibley East will inbound near side. 5:47, we're down two. Left to go, but the Bucks do have a seven-point lead thanks to that last three by Branson Huskins. Pouch, cross the line, left side, Bussler. Bussler to the corner, Weber. Weber back to Colling. Over to the right side, baseline drive, Bussler. Bounce passes it over to Weber in the corner. Back around right side and a drive and a shot by Pouch. No good. Rebound grabbed by Blue Earth area. Barker will bring it up. Bucks now getting a little bit more comfortable. They're up by seven, but we still have a ways to go. 5:08 left to go in the game. Barker right wing on top. Huskins back to Barker. Barker still on the right wing on top. Juba now. Juba looking, lobs it underneath for Grand Jeanette. He's pushed, and Grand Jeanette's going to get a couple of free throws. So that foul is called on Ezra Weber, and that'll be his fourth. So that's seven on Sibley East. The bonus is on, but I think this will be two shots, yeah, because Grand Jeanette was shooting. He missed the first one. Grand Jeanette will get another crack at it here. Second free throw on the way. Good. So Grand Jeanette hits one out of two. 59-51. Bucks lead by eight. Down to 4:53 left to go in the game. Inbounded by the Wolverines. Spectral brings it up near side, drives all the way underneath. Back out to Pouch. Pouch now off to Spectral. Three-pointer, rims out left wing. Pomplin in there now, gets the rebound, puts it back up, no good. And the rebound to Blue Earth area. Good opportunity on the putback for Pomplin there, but he couldn't get it to go. And Barker has it into the front court. Pass right or left side to Bromlin, tipped away by Fentrell, and it went off of Barker, they say. And now Blue Earth area wants a timeout. Bucks take a timeout. 4:21 to go. 59-51. Bucks lead by eight, and we're back in a minute.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Ask MinIowa Agency in Blue Earth if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Change is inevitable and can't be stopped. As the circumstances in your life change, your needs are bound to change with them. The estate plan that Front Lundquist and Gustafson prepared for you some years ago may no longer be right for your situation today. It's important to review your current estate plan to ensure that it meets your needs. Contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
Back here at Blue Earth area, 4:21 to go in the game, 59-51. Blue Earth area with an eight-point edge. Sibley East inbounding on the near side. Pouch across the line. Over to the right side now for DeFleminick. DeFleminick off to Pomplin. Pomplin drives in, dishes to Fleminick, no. Covered up by Sully Dahlberg. Couldn't get a shot off. Now he dribbles out to the baseline and shoots. It's short, no good. Rebound off for Blue Earth area. And Barker will bring it up. Into the front court, Barker. Right side, Caden Juba. And a foul on Sibley East over there on Bussler. And that'll be the fourth on him. 1-1, and it's Grand Jeanette that goes to the line for the 1-1. Grand Grand Jeanette. First free throw, good, and he'll get the bonus. Two for Jake. 3:42 left to go. Bucks back up by nine. Jake can put him up by double digits, which I think would be the first time tonight. I don't think they ever did get up by double digits. They are now. Bucks starting to pull away now. 3 points for Grand Jeanette, 61-51. Blue Earth area by 10. Sibley East ball. Colling right side off for Weber. Back over to Colling in the right corner. Drives the baseline. Shot up no good. And the rebound to the Bucks. 10-point lead with 3:20 to go in the game. Barker. Left side, Bromland. Bromland inside Juba. Off to Dahlberg. Back out to Barker. Left corner, Juba. Juba will dribble it all the way back to the top. Right side, Barker pulls up for the three. Oh, and it rims out. That was a tight spin on that ball, and it squirted right back out of the rim. 61-51, Bucks still by 10. Right side, Colling to Weber in the right corner, and Ezra Weber hits another three. He's been the guy that's kind of got him hanging in there this half. He has three threes, 10 in the game now for Weber, all in this half. And a timeout for Sibley East now with 2:47 left to go in the game. Blue Earth area leading 61-54. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Darling Ingredients, located in Blue Earth, is a full-service rendering company providing removal of dead stock and used cooking oil. Darling Ingredients uses these byproducts to produce ruminant meat bone meal and animal fat. These products are sold directly from the Blue Earth plant. For more information regarding the purchase of these feed ingredients, please contact Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth at 507-526-3296.
Back here at Blue Earth Area. Earlier game tonight, St. James defeated Blue Earth Area in the girls' game, 74-31. And it's been a tight one here between the Bucks and Sibley East, with Blue Earth Area pulling away a little bit here in the last few minutes. We'll see if they can hold on. Still time for the Wolverines, though. 2:47 to go, 61-54. Bucks have the lead. And they'll inbound in the backcourt. And Gage Barker will bring it up. Barker into the front court. Now the Bucks spreading it out a bit. Now Barker drives into the lane. Out to Bromland. Bromland drives the baseline. And he wanted a foul on Colling, but he didn't get it. He dribbled out of bounds. He was kind of bumped a little bit, but Sibley East gets it back. Turnover Bucks. Inbounded by Sibley East. Pouch brings it up. Dribbles up to the left side. Now backs out to Fleminick. Penetrates in. Gets it off to Colling. Left side to Fleminick for three. It's short. No good. That could have made it interesting if he'd have got that one to go. 2:11 left to go. And Grand Jeanette brings it into the front court. Drives up the right side. Dishes off for Juba. Now Barker slices up the middle of the lane for a layup. Nice drive there by Barker. 22 for him on the night now. And the Wolverines back the other way. Out on top, Pouch with it, gets it off for Bussler. Now to Colling, to Fleminick. Left corner, Pouch for three, it's off no good. Barker on the rebound, fouled by Bussler, no, by DeFleminick. That's his second. And we go to the other end. And it'll be Barker at the free throw line for the Bucks. Be a 1-1. Only 9 team fouls for Sibley East, so still a 1-1, and Barker hits the front end. He'll get the bonus. 23 for Gage here tonight. Second free throw, in and out, no good. And the rebound to Sibley East. 64-54, Bucks by 10 now. 1:27 to go. Runner high off the glass. Good by DeFleminick. He's got 20 again here tonight. Into the front court. Barker has it. Barker on the right side. Off to Juba. Juba to Barker. And a foul there on DeFleminick. Third on him. 1:09 left to go. Barker back to the line. This will be two now. That was the 10th team foul. So Gage gets a couple here. And the first one, no good. Second one on the way. Good. So he gets one of two. 24 points for Gage now. 65-56. Pouch crossed the line. Tried to get it to Bustler on the baseline. Knocked away by Cranjanet. Goes out of bounds, and it will be inbounded underneath by Sibley East, but not till we have a timeout. 1:01 left to go in the game. It's Blue Earth Area leading Sibley East 65-56, the score. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout.
Working outside has its ups and downs, especially when temperatures plummet. What fuels me when my face is frozen? Football, flannels, family. What fuels my equipment? Cenex, Wintermaster Premium Diesel. Its enhanced additive package maximizes performance in weather as harsh as 30 below, in the field, on the road, and in the extreme cold. Cenex Wintermaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Avoid gelling and blockages this winter with Cenex Wintermaster, available at Newway K&H Cooperative. Learn more at newway-knh.com.
Back here at Blue Earth Area, and we're down to the final 1 minute and 1 second here. So we'll see if the Bucks can hold on. It looks better now than it did a few minutes ago. Sibley East actually did take the lead here in the second half, but the Bucks put together a nice enough stretch here. Built up a 10-point lead a couple times. They had a 10-point lead a little bit ago. It's 9 now. Sibley East inbounds underneath to Weber. Weber drives in. They pretty much let him have it, but he missed the layup. And Will Bromlund on the rebound, fouled by Fetrell. And so two shots the other way for Bromlund. 15 on the night here for Will Bromlund. And he'll get a couple of shots. First one, no good. So Bromlund ready for free throw number two, and that one is good. 16 for Will on the night. 10-point lead again for the Bucks. And into the front court. Pouch has it for the Wolverines. Across to the right wing. 3-point try. No good by Weber, but the follow good by Bustler. And the Bucks now inbound to all kinds of pressure. Barker dribbles through it, and finally a foul call. 66-58. And a foul on Sibley East is on DeFleminick, I think. So it puts Barker to the line again. Two shots. First one, good. .25 for Gage now on the night. Make it 26 here, but he's short. No good. Rebound off for Sibley East. Weber has it. to DeFlemenek. Lost it. Barker steals it. He'll take it. Oh, and then he lost it out of bounds just as he was going in for the layup. And the Wolverines will get it back again. 67-58, 21 seconds to go. Inbounded. Fetrel brings it across the line. He'll shoot a three. It's off, no good. Sully grabs the rebound. Dahlberg off for Barker. Ahead to Juba, and they're going to dribble it out here now as the Wolverines concede it out, and time will run out, and that's going to do it. Blue Earth Area will win it. 67-58 over Sibley East here this evening. 67-58, the final. We'll come back and wrap it up for you in a moment.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners make sense for you.
What do Azro farmers and Azro dealers have in common? Soybeans are on their mind 24/7. If you're all about the beans, contact Colin at Wagner Seed today for products and support that maximize the profit potential on every acre. You're serious about soybeans. Your local Azro dealer, Wagner Seed, is serious about your success. Wagner Seed, 5 generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Back here at Blue Earth Area, final again, 67-58. Blue Earth Area with the win over Sibley East. Scoring tonight, Gage Barker leads the way with 25 points. 16 for Will Bromland, 9 for Branson Huskins, 3 for Caden Juba, and 3 for Jake Grandjeanette. Off the bench, Sully Dahlberg with 7, and Peter Fletcher had 4 for the Bucks, total of 67. Sibley East led by Quinton DeFlemenek with 20 tonight. 12 for Riley Bussler, 10 for Ezra Weber, 4 for Evan Pouch, 2 for Nathan Colling, and then off the bench, Jack Fetrel with 7, and 3 for Gavin Pomplin for their total of 58. So Sibley East falls to 3-4 on the year, and Blue Earth Area raises their record to 6-2 now with the win here tonight. Earlier tonight in the girls' game, it was St. James downing Blue Earth Area 74-31. Next broadcast for us will be Monday. We have a final December game for you on December 30th. Girls basketball, USC at New Ulm Cathedral. We'll be on the air around 7:15 or so with that one. Again, the final here, 67-58. Blue Earth Area over Sibley East. Thanks to Kim back at the station. I'm Randy Allen. Thanks for listening. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Blue Earth Area Basketball here on KBEW. Today's game has been brought to you by Bevcom, Seneca Foods of Blue Earth, Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing of Blue Earth, Jay's Shop of Blue Earth, Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center, by New Way K&H Cooperative, the law firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson, Wagner Seeds of Wells, Darling Ingredients of Blue Earth, Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton, Hy-Vee of Fairmont, Craig Heine, your Pioneer Dealer of Delavan, the United Hospital District, M&M Insurance of Mapleton, Wells, and Blue Earth, by State Line Cooperative, Mid-Iowa Agency of Blue Earth, and by Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman.
Blue Earth Area Basketball is a presentation of KBW Sports.
Combs.
Forgiveness, you always gave me that. Girl, I'm a witness of your love, 'cause you don't be giving up. And it's crazy how you saved me. Hand on the Bible, don't know how I got you, but I couldn't ask for more. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. Thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. Thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did, and you do, and he knew. Thank God for giving me you. giving me you.
Never thought I'd find an angel undercover. Made a change to everything. From my heart to my last name. Hey, hard to tell when he fell. That boy's heaven sent. And every night when I close my eyes, before I say amen, I thank God I get to wake up by your side. Thank God your hand fits perfectly. Couldn't ask for more.
Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. And thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. Thank God you love me when you didn't have to. But you did, and you do, and he knew. Thank God for giving me. Tight jeans sitting in your car. She's more than a last call kiss or a one night stand. Remember, boy, you weren't the first to hold her hand. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything. She's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and daughter.
weekend. Let's begin.
Go for it.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat, knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. Well, in my 4-year-old set of 4-letter words, it started with S, and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We got cowboy boots and camo pants, yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do, so I've been watching you. We got back home and I went to the barn. I bowed my head and I prayed real hard. Said, Lord, please help me help my stupid self. Just out of bedtime later that night, turning on my son Scooby-Doo nightlight. He crawled out of bed and he got down on his knees. He closed his little eyes, folded his little hands, spoke to God like he was talking to a friend. And I said, son, now where'd you learn to pray like that? He said, I've been a said, my little bear is growing up. And he said, but when I'm big, I'll still know what to do. Cause I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. By then I'll be strong as Superman, will be just like, hey, won't we, Dad, when I can do everything you do, cause I've been watching you. Fireflies in the air. The night's still young, never gonna get old. Living for today, like there's no tomorrow. Follow the grooves, the tires and the grass. Staying on the gas like we're never coming back.
Oh,
back and forth. Can't you feel the music? Time stands still. I don't want to lose it. Her tan, her touch, her laugh. We're flying so high. It's a small town girl, everything is right.
Jesus, and he gave her to me. I wish you could have met. that hilltop place to park. Gave us them girls that stole her hearts. Gave us them books up on the wall. The way we live and the way we talk. Gave a state that senior year. Them country stores to buy that beer. A place to go nobody knows. Where you take it in and you take it slow. Like that river rolls. Where that green grass grows. I can't explain it. Oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we should paint it. Good dirt that the corn grows through. Good water that can wash away our sins. Good times and some damn good friends. Whole lot of not too much to do. All the time in the world to do it. Every bit of that down home dirt was heaven on earth and we never knew it. Yeah, we sure painted it up. Tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that. That river rolls where that green grass grows. I can't explain it. Oh, it's something, ain't it?
Dylan Scott, it's called This Town's Been Good to Us. Thank you for joining us this weekend. Dolly, she makes us all look bad. Last week, she made a $1 million donation to the Salvation Army.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check that your seats aren't in the visitor section first before buying tickets.
I'm so excited for this game. I can't believe you got us tickets.
Me too. Wait, are we on the wrong side?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
This is going to be a long game.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This holiday at T-Mobile, I'm joined by a special co-anchor.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
Snoop, let's talk about T-Mobile.
Okay, cool.
This holiday, get four lines for $25 a line, plus four iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and the all-new camera control on us.
Let's get cracking, like a breakfast egg.
You can use those eggs to make some eggnog, Snoop.
Respect.
And people do love T-Mobile, where you can save on every plan versus the other big guys when you switch.
You know, y'all could take some of those savers and buy some Snoop merchandise.
Always a great stocking stuffer, Snoop.
We up out of here.
Hold your horses, Snoop D-O-double-G. Let's remind people one more time.
Head to T-Mobile.com and get four iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on us. Plus four lines for $25. Now drop that joke.
With 24-month bill credits for eligible trade-ins and 40 lines without a pay, well qualified customers, taxes and fees, and $35 per line connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue your remaining bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement is due $999.99. Credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save on wireless and streaming versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence requires iOS 18.1 or later.
98 Country Weather is brought to you by Bravo Zulu House of Winnebago is declaring